10 o'clock at KOIN in Portland.
CBS News. The fighting continues on Cyprus. The United Nations passes another resolution, and the United States government has apparently decided its position. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Turkey has moved its invasion forces within sight of its apparent goal of taking control of the northern third of Cyprus for an autonomous Turkish region. Late Thursday evening, the United Nations Security Council passed a resolution deploring the killing and wounding of UN troops in Cyprus. Earlier, the world approved its fourth resolution calling for a ceasefire on Cyprus, but by that time, a third of the island was under Turkish military control. Tonight, the Cyprus ambassador to the United Nations sharply criticized the world organization for its failure.
If the United Nations does not meaningfully act to stop effectively and immediately the aggression and its effects, it will have failed as never before in the main purpose of its existence. It will set a dangerous precedent, that of tolerating passively for 2 weeks on end a naked aggression by a strong power against a small country in full view of a numbed United Nations.
Zion Rasidis, the Cyprus ambassador to the United Nations. CBS News correspondent Marvin Kell reports from the State Department that the United States accepts the partition of Cyprus, the northern third to be controlled by the Turks, the southern two-thirds by the Greeks. However, Kell reports the United States, by pursuing that policy, may have paid a very heavy price. Not only the Greek pullout from the military side of NATO, but also a worsening of Greek and American relations, possibly resulting in the closing of American military bases in Greece. More CBS News after this.
You were born smart. Make it pay off for you in the new Navy. If you're good at math or physics, you may qualify for advanced training in electronics or nuclear propulsion. Training worth over $17,000. This is no ordinary job. Navy electronics and nuclear propulsion are both challenging fields. You'll be working as part of a highly skilled team. You'll learn how to run some of the most sophisticated equipment in the world. It's training that can assure you a place in the world of tomorrow. If you're ready for a leadership role in electronics or the nuclear propulsion field, talk to your Navy recruiter or call toll-free 800-841-8000. Ask about the Navy special program that gives you up to 6 months to report after you've enlisted. That's 800-841-8000. Call now and find out how you can be someone special in the new Navy.
Attorneys for former White House aide John Ehrlichman have subpoenaed, ordering Richard Nixon to appear as a witness in the Watergate cover-up trial, now scheduled for September the 9th. A hearing is scheduled Monday on request the trial be postponed because of recent developments. Special Prosecutor Leon Jaworski did not object to the postponement, and CBS News correspondent Leslie Stahl reports several defense lawyers say that Jaworski's agreeing to the delay is a tip-off that he's decided to indict Mr. Nixon. Jaworski's office had no comment. The foreman of the original Watergate grand jury has been talking informally with grand jury members, and of those he's contacted, the overwhelming feeling is the grand jury must meet again and a vote would be in favor of indicting Nixon. Jaworski, however, must sign the indictment if one is returned. Richard Nixon's presidential tape recordings and documents will remain at the White House. It was previously announced that the material was the property of the former president and would be forwarded to him in California. Now the White House and the Office of the Special Prosecutor say all the tapes and documents will remain where they are, at least for a while. More after this.
My mother works nights scrubbing floors just to get the extra money to send me to college. She's something else, that lady. But now the school doesn't have enough money, and my chemistry class may be discontinued. If I don't take chemistry, I'll never become a doctor. And my becoming a doctor is Mama's dream. After all, I'm the first in my family ever to go to college. Mama's always praying I'll stick it out and get my degree now. How am I going to tell her what's happening to the school?
In 41 black colleges today, there are thousands of dedicated students who may never get a complete education. Their schools need money. Your contributions can help. give to the United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
The American Bar Association has adopted by a narrow vote a resolution supporting amnesty for draft evaders. The measure expressed support for a Senate and House amnesty bills. The Episcopal Church's House of Bishops has ruled that the ordination of 11 women as priests was invalid and says the action of the four bishops who participated in the tradition-breaking services were wrong. President Ford vetoed a bill today that would have authorized $47 million more each year for health research to combat animal disease. Mr. Ford said the bill would not add to the national interest and besides would add to the inflationary pressures of the economy. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
Now, children, I want a volunteer to stay after school and clean all the blackboards. Johnny, you do that for me.
All right, I need three volunteers for a dangerous mission. That'll be you, you, and you.
Since time immemorial, volunteers have not always been very voluntary. One reason may be that the missions involved haven't seemed very satisfying to the volunteer, but the American Red Cross is changing that. How would you feel about seeing handicapped children learning to swim and knowing that you volunteered to help them?
Dr. Scott, emergency room.
How would you feel about seeing hospitalized veterans learning new skills that take away their boredom and knowing that you volunteered to teach them? How would you feel about knowing that a new mother is giving her first baby the right kind of child care and knowing that you volunteered to show her? If being that kind of volunteer sounds satisfying to you, then call your local chapter of the American Red Cross. Make it your own choice to be a good neighbor.
I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to our house. It's a haunted house, we admit. Haunted by strange creatures, hidden terrors, the cries of spirits, and the moans of unravaged victims. But it's a pleasant place to visit, even if you wouldn't want to live here. We're going to introduce you to a most unusual heroine. Not the sort of woman you might expect to encounter in a story of crime and violence.
No, Mr. Wormer. This one is not a cop. She's been acting like a cop, but that's not what she is.
Please. Oh, please let me go. I didn't mean any harm.
Oh, no, Shooter. You're no cop at all. What you are is a nun.
Mystery drama, The Final Vow, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Henry Slessor and stars Rosemary Rice. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
I would like to ask a deceptively simple question.
Okay.
I say deceptive because few people seem to know the answer.
Well, go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yeah, ready as rain.
Okay.
No, wait. I think that should be right as rain.
Oh, well.
No, you wait. Make that ready as I'll ever be, okay? Ready as I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, the question is this.
Yeah, go ahead.
What happens this time of year?
That's it.
That's the question.
That's
yeah.
The $64,000 question. That's the one. The one for all the marbles, right? The one that's on everybody's lips, huh?
Yes.
That's the question. Well,
goodness.
As everyone should know, what happens this time of year is that Buick dealers are giving great deals on 1974 Buicks, which of course means that this time of year may very well be the best chance you'll ever have to buy a Buick. From the thrifty but surprisingly elegant Apollo to the dashing full-size LeSabre to the Electra, which, surprisingly enough, is the second largest selling luxury car in America.
Know it all.
Hey, we're the Action Corps. See, we contribute more.
Tease for the teamwork of our crew.
Aye, our ideals are high.
Oh, oughtn't you apply?
Means it now that we need you.
Hey, see.
We could go on all day.
Oh,
production of VISTA, the Peace Corps, RSVP, SCORE, and other volunteer programs that are helping people to help themselves. If you're trained in a skill or just have a little love to share, action needs you.
Yeah, baby. Action really needs you.
Don't crawl under a rock. Get into action.
Oh, yeah.
This is the public service of this station and the Advertising Council.
Et Spiritu Sancte. Amen. Pater noster, qui es in coelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua sicut.
You're hearing a familiar sound at the Holy Name Convent, the sound of the Holy Sisters at their devotions. But if you had been allowed to enter the chapel and seen the faces half hidden among the folds of their wimples, you may have seen something more than sacred concentration, because one of their number is missing.
Sister Pamela? Sister, are you in there?
Yes, I'm here. Come in.
Oh, Sister Pamela. You've been crying.
No. No, I'm all right. I'm just not feeling very well. I asked Reverend Mother if I could be excused this morning.
Oh, no, you can't fool me. I can see rivers on your cheeks, sister. Now, you've done nothing but cry for weeks.
Sorry, Sister Jim. I tried so hard to find.
Why can't you be happy, dear? Don't you know it's spring? Can't you feel God's love for the world when you see a day like this?
It's my fault, Sister Jem. I can only blame myself.
Oh, nonsense. There's no one to blame. You're young, child. My tears are a pleasure when you're young. Here, let me wash your face. Sister, you're not thinking about what we spoke of the other day.
I haven't been thinking of anything. I'm trying not to think.
And have you prayed?
Oh, I've prayed. I've prayed for humility, for obedience. But there wasn't any answer in my heart. Only silence. Do you suppose that...
Hush.
If I'm wrong, sister, if I truly belonged here, wouldn't I know? Wouldn't I feel it inside?
Our Lord called you when you were a little girl, almost from the day you were born.
Oh, maybe it only seems that because I was raised at the Holy Name, because of an accident of time and place. How can I really know, sister?
We mustn't talk about it now. I have much more interesting things to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I didn't come here to wash your pretty little face. I came here to tell you some good news. We're going on a trip.
A trip?
Now, won't that be nice? Why, it's just what you need, I think, a nice little journey somewhere. And Reverend Mother wants to talk to you about it. That's what I came to tell you.
She wants to see me now?
Yes, child. Right now.
Sister Pamela, have you ever heard of a man named William Michael Downey? He was a student at the Holy Name long before you were born.
No, Reverend Mother, I don't know.
Consider yourself fortunate.
Pardon?
Never mind. This man, Downey, and Sister Lydia were once very close. Her affection for the man is the wonder of my life.
I don't think I understand.
Well, he's just written her a letter. It asked for some representative of the Holy Name to pay him a visit. Not on a spiritual errand. Well, I might as well tell you everything. The man is a known criminal.
Criminal?
He spent many years in prison, and far too many, I gather, out of it. His crimes have earned him a certain amount of material success, even a degree of false respectability. You know what I'm talking about, sister.
I think so.
And I'm sending you and Sister Jem to see him. It's only a day's journey. Now, you'll have to take the train into the city. If you left tomorrow morning, you could return by Saturday or even Friday evening.
But, Reverend Mother...
I'm sure the trip will do you good, sister. I know how peaked you've been lately.
May I speak, Reverend Mother?
Very well.
There's something I've been wanting to talk to you about. Something about myself.
Please, sister, not now. This errand is a duty we owe Sister Lydia. As you know, the poor woman is dying.
I know, but...
I'd send someone in your place, but you know the difficulties we've had with illness. Our students are suffering and our chores are neglected. Now, we can discuss any personal problems you have on your return.
Yes, Reverend Mother.
Sister Therese will give you your instructions about the journey. Don't be afraid of this man, Downey. Your strength is greater than his. And, Sister Pamela, one more thing.
Yes?
Take good care of Sister Jem. She may not have your courage.
It must be 10 years since I've been at a railway station. It makes me dizzy.
I think the exit is this way.
Well, now, don't walk so fast, Jack. Sister Therese say it was very far to Mr. Downey's house?
Oh, not very far. She said we could reach it by bus or taxi.
Oh, well, let's take a taxi, dear. I really am exhausted.
Oh, poor Sister Jem. This is a long trip for you.
Well, I don't mind. For Sister Lydia's sake. I'm glad Mr. Downey wrote her, aren't you?
I don't know. I've yet to hear anything good about Mr. Downey.
Why, there's something good in everyone, child. Did you hear the chimes? It sounds like the bell in our tower.
Oh, it's quite a grand house.
Well, so you're here.
Mr. Downey?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead, sisters.
I'm Sister Pamela, and this is Sister Jem from the Holy Name.
Yeah, I know. I know where you're from, sisters. Come in, sit down.
Oh, thank you. I am a bit tired.
Can I offer you something? A drink, maybe? No, I mean, water or something.
Well, not for me, thank you.
No, thank you, Mr. Downey. We stopped off at a restaurant before we came here.
Yeah, fine. Well, how's Sister Lydia?
She's all right, but as you know, she was too ill to make this journey.
Yeah. She's a funny woman. It's 40 years since I left the Holy Name. She still writes to me. I got a card at Easter, a card at Christmas, a letter on my birthday. I got a hunch she even mentions me in her prayers.
You should be very glad.
Why? You think your prayers have helped me?
I do, yes.
Have all your prayers been successful, sister?
Your home is lovely. You must be a great admirer of religious art.
You haven't answered my question, sister.
Prayers aren't business deals, Mr. Downey. And you can't judge them as successes or failures.
It sounds like your prayers haven't been working out so good. But then you're new at the game, aren't you? I mean, you look very young, sister. How long have you been at the Holy Name?
I was a student there before taking my vows.
I see. It was a lot easier to join the order, wasn't it? Instead of going out and facing the cold, cruel world.
I'd rather not talk about me, Mr. Downey.
Look, I've been through it all myself, you know. In all my years, I never found a better hideout than the Holy Name. Yeah. The world's a noisy, messy place full of problems. Why ask for trouble if you can avoid it?
Please, Mr. Downey.
Okay, sister. Look, I'll get down to business.
Just what is your business, Mr. Downey?
Well, as you can see, sister, it's art. Religious art. Yeah. I got a present for Sister Lydia. Here. There it is.
Oh, Mr. Turney.
It's St. Francis.
Oh, how beautiful it is.
Here you hold it. That's a little heavy, but it'll fit right into that suitcase.
It looks very old.
Well, when I heard the old woman wasn't feeling well, I thought I'd like to send her something. It should look nice in the chapel, don't you think?
This is very kind of you, Mr. Downey.
Yeah, I would have preferred handing it to Sister Lydia myself, but I'll be dead. I'll be blessed if I'll set foot in that gloomy old place myself again.
Yes. You would be blessed.
Hey, I see it.
Of course. How old is it, Mr. Downey?
Oh, about 5 centuries.
What?
Mm-hmm. Comes from the Medici Palace. Sculpted by Donatello, you know him?
Donatello, of course. It must be terribly valuable.
I think the word is priceless.
I don't know what to say. It's such a magnificent...
Well, you just tell Sister Lydia that little Willie Downey is sorry he never replied to her letters. He hopes this will make it up to her.
You know something? Sister Jem was right about you.
Yeah. About what?
She said... there was good in everyone.
Let me carry the suitcase for a while, dear. It's so awfully heavy.
No. It's all right. Now, are you sure about the train time?
Well, maybe I'd better look at the schedule then.
I just can't figure out all those tiny little numbers. Even if I could see them without my glasses.
Let's see. Sister Therese said there would be a train at 7:45.
Oh, dear. Well, that's almost an hour from now.
I'm sure there must be an earlier one. Yes, here it is. The next train's at 6:39, lower level.
Oh, that's only 3 minutes from now. We'll have to hurry. Oh, dear. I hope we make it.
Thank you. All we can do is try.
Can I help you, sister?
What?
Let me help you with that suitcase. It looks pretty heavy.
No. I think I can manage. Come to think of it. Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Would you?
Okay, you're going to the low level?
Yes, the Bromwell train, 340. It leaves very soon, I'm afraid.
Don't worry, we'll make it.
Come along, Jim.
Oh, thank heavens for that young man.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't walk the fence.
Oh, maybe this is a mistake. Sister,
maybe we better wait for this 7:45.
Oh, please, it's just a little wait longer, Sister Jem.
Can you see him?
No, the crowds are so thick.
Why, they're so thick. My
poor speaking mate. He must be waiting for us at the gate. There it is, gate 40.
I don't see anyone.
Perhaps he went on the train.
For what?
Why would he do that?
I don't know. Why isn't he here?
Charles, look. They're closing the gate. We've missed the train.
Where's the young man? Why isn't he here?
Oh, Sister Jem, he's not here. Where could he be?
I don't know.
You don't possibly think he...
No. It can't be. He was just being white. He wanted to help.
Oh, child, why did you trust him? Why?
He's got to be here, Sister Jem. He's just got to be here with the statue.
But the young man isn't there. And very soon, Sister Pamela and Sister Jem will draw the only possible conclusion. That this young man was not a Boy Scout looking for his good deed for the day. That he was the kind of young man who hangs around places like railroad terminals looking for the good deal of the day. And it looks like he's managed to get one of the best deals of his life. We'll learn more when I return shortly with Act Two.
Holy kid.
Huh?
This is a stick-up.
Oh, please. I don't have any money.
Don't hand me that. This is payday for all you college kids awake at Hinkelmeyer's. I seen you there.
Oh, but all I have is my paycheck.
That's okay. Hand it over.
Here.
You can keep the stub. Hey, wait a minute. How come they held out federal income tax?
Well, everyone has to pay income tax.
What's the matter with you, kid? Don't you know nothing? You do not have to pay no federal income tax unless you earn more than $2,050.
But they still have to withhold tax from my pay.
Look, kid, All you have to do is give your boss an IRS form, W-4E, instead of the usual W-4. And he is then not required to withhold any federal income tax from your pay. And you will not have to file no tax return to get it back.
Really? Hey, I didn't know that. Thanks.
Ah, that's okay. I figure you could use the money.
This message presented on behalf of the Internal Revenue Service.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
I saw this perfectly darling mirror in the showroom, so I bought it. But when the truck came, they delivered this thing I never saw before. Now what am I going to do?
I'll tell you what to do, madam.
But who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau. Now, the first thing to do is to call the store manager and tell him what happened. But in the future, when your merchandise is delivered, you should examine the item before the delivery truck leaves. And if it's to be delivered from a warehouse, have a clear understanding with the dealer that unless it is the same as the sample shown to you, you will not accept it or pay for it.
Oh, thank you.
Just part of my job, madam, to help people with their shopping problems.
Of the Holy Name Convent have a sad and hollow sound today as Sister Pamela sits with head bowed before the Reverend Mother and listens to a different kind of litany from her lips.
Are you a child, an infant? God gave you a brain. Do you think your vows excuse you from having common sense, did you? No, Reverend Mother. You were given the trust, Sister, a sacred trust. No matter how wicked that man Downey is, his gift was an offer of repentance. I won't even speak of its material value.
His Reverend Mother, I said how sorry I am.
Yes, I know you want forgiveness. That would be simple for both of us, wouldn't it? All right, Sister Pamela. You have my forgiveness.
Thank you.
Only, what shall I give Sister Lydia? Our sincere regrets. Do you know what that statue would have meant to her? To hold it in her hands, to know who gave it? Can't you see? It was more than a gift to the Holy Name. It was her reward for a lifetime of devotion and faith.
Well, perhaps the police will find it. I pray for that, Reverend Mother. It's all I pray for.
We're all praying, Sister. All right. What happened at the police station?
Nothing, I'm afraid. They gave Sister Jem and me pictures to look at, pictures of men, criminals. We couldn't recognize the one in the terminal.
Oh. Well, that lieutenant who was here, what was his name?
Lieutenant Jacoby.
Did he hold out any hope?
Not very much.
No, of course he couldn't. The thief was clever. He was probably accustomed to preying upon the innocent. And don't be too proud of that innocence, child. It isn't synonymous with virtue. Well, what next?
Well, we're going back to the police headquarters this afternoon. They're going to have us look at some men. Lineup, they call it.
All right then, sister. I won't keep you any longer. Didn't you hear me? You can go.
Reverend Mother, I wanted to say something.
Then, please, say it.
I wish to leave the order, Reverend Mother.
What? You can't know what you're saying.
I know, Reverend Mother.
Sister, you're not a child. You must not respond to trouble like a child.
I've thought about it. I thought and prayed.
When a child is naughty, it thinks of running away from home. Your home is with God, sister. You cannot run away from him.
I'm not running away from God. I wish to leave the order.
I'm not suited, Reverend Mother. I've known that for some time. Mr. Downey was right about me.
Mr. Downey? Why would anything that man said affect you?
He said, some people retreat to God, advance towards Him. Well, that's what I've done. I've hidden myself from the world for the wrong reasons.
Is that so bad, Sister Pamela? Sometimes we do the right things for the wrong reasons.
But I haven't been honest. Not with myself, not with you, and not with God. What happened in that terminal was like a punishment.
No, sister.
If you had sent someone else, the statue would be here by now in the chapel, I know.
Well, it may yet be. We can't know the future.
I have to leave. There's no other way. I must.
All right, sisters. Be sure and look them over carefully. All the men you'll see on that stage have worked the same kind of crime in the past. Helping women with their luggage and then helping themselves to the contents.
Lieutenant Jacoby, do you think the man knows what he stole? Its true value?
Oh, doubtful. His ignorance may work in our favor, so we're keeping the facts quiet. If he knew he had a statue worth a fortune, he'd make himself harder to find.
But it has no price. It's an art treasure. He couldn't really sell it, could he?
There are crooks and crooks these days, sister. There are collectors who don't mind stolen merchandise, even if they can't display it openly. Just the same, we're assuming the thief won't know it's anything but a hunk of bronze. Who knows? Maybe he'll think it's a lamp. Well, we ready? Here come the boys.
Lieutenant, they can't see us, can they?
No, sister, but you'll see them, all right. All right, number one, step forward.
He isn't the one, I'm sure.
Step back into place, number one. Number two.
No, he's much older than the man.
Do any of them look right, sister?
Well, let me see. One, two, three, four. Wait. That one at the end.
Have we hit the jackpot?
I'm not sure. I didn't see him for more than a second or two, but he's the same age and size.
Number six, front and center. Look at him again, sister.
I'm just not sure.
What's your name, mister?
James K. Bresson. What can I do for you?
I'll ask the questions. What are you doing with yourself these days, Bresson? Still working the terminals?
Oh, you got me all wrong, mister. I'm duly employed.
Who would employ you, Bresson?
I work for the Gramercy Printing Company over on 29th Street in the shipping department.
Not snatching any more suitcases?
I never snatched any suitcase. That last time was a bum rap.
Well, what do you think?
The voice. The voice sounds like him. Sister Jem, I never heard the voice.
You ever go to church, Bresson?
Yeah, how's that?
You ever do much business with nuns?
What is this? You trying to convert me?
He could be. He could be the one. Sister Jem.
No, no. I don't think so, child.
Now, I remember a much taller man, much thinner.
Bresson, you were hanging around the Union Terminal on Friday night, weren't you?
Friday?
Say around 6:30?
No, Friday night I was with my girl. You don't believe me, ask her. I was at her apartment, 5 o'clock to midnight.
What's the name of your girl?
Her name's Bess Mackin. She lives at 200 Rice Avenue. I never left her for a minute.
You see, child, he couldn't be the one.
Don't let an alibi fool you.
I'm sure he's not the one, Sister Pamela. Now, let's not make things worse by accusing an innocent man.
No. I don't want to make things worse.
Well, sister?
No. I guess I'm not sure after all, Lieutenant. I'm not sure about anything.
I wish you wouldn't do this, Sister Pamela. I just know it's a mistake.
I can't help it, Sister Jem. I have to go.
I can't even recognize you, child.
I've forgotten how you look in ordinary clothes.
Yes. They are ordinary, Sister Jen. And maybe I am, too.
Have you said goodbye to everyone?
Yes. I've just seen Sister Lydia. She was very weak, but she still managed to ask me that question.
What question was that?
About the statue of St. Francis. She asked if it had been recovered yet.
Oh, dear. Then you know that they haven't told her it was stolen. Only that it was misplaced.
Yes. She still thinks they'll find it. She still believes that she'll see it before she dies.
Yes?
Mrs. Gunderson?
Yes?
I was told you had a room to rent.
Well, maybe I do, maybe I don't. You all alone?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Pamela Wiley.
Well, I don't know. People have to be real careful these days.
It was Father McKinney at St. Mary's who recommended your place.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? I've got a nice room on the second floor. $14 a week, and it includes breakfast and supper. You go out to work?
I will be.
Whereabouts?
I work at a company nearby.
Uh-huh. You work there long?
Well, I haven't started yet. I just went for a job interview this morning, and I start work on Monday.
Ah. What kind of a place is it?
It's a printing company. It's called the Gramercy Printing Company on 29th Street.
Hey, who's got the Fisher invoices? Come on, they need all them packing slips.
Well, well, what happened to Bucktooth Betty?
I'm sorry?
The girl who used to work here. She get canned or something?
Oh, I really wouldn't know.
Oh, you're her replacement, is that it? Oh, I gotta tell you, honey, you're some improvement.
I suppose that's a compliment.
Let me give you a tip about this place. Now, don't be an eager beaver. Nobody likes a hard worker. They spoil it for the rest of us. My name's Jimmy Presson. What's yours?
Pamela Wiley.
Well, give me a hand, honey.
What?
Now, don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you. Just looking for the evidence. Wedding rings, engagement rings, and so forth. Now, everything checks out okay. And I mean everything.
May I have my hand back, please?
Listen, you live in town? And not in the sticks or anything like that.
I live in the city, yes.
Well, maybe we could take in a movie tonight.
I'm sorry. I'm busy tonight. I'm busy most nights.
Look, if you're afraid to go out with me alone... I mean, if you've been hearing things from some of the chicks around here...
Oh, no, I haven't heard anything.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's going to be a little party on Friday night. Just a few friends of mine. Some of them from the company. How about joining us?
Well, I don't know if I can.
Well, make an effort, okay? I'll give you the address. It's 200 Rice Avenue, apartment 4C. The name is Bess Mackin.
Bess Mackin.
Yeah, come around 9, okay?
Yes. I'll try.
Hey, honey, I'm sure glad you could make it. You're just what this party needs, baby. A new face. And a real pretty one, too.
I don't know if I can stay very long.
Oh, sure you can, honey. You can stay close to old Jimmy. I want to find out if it's true what they call you at the office.
Oh? What do they call me?
The Saint. Now, didn't you know? Saint Pamela. I don't mind that, honey. Saints are okay. They have a way of turning into sinners.
Please, if you don't mind, I'm awfully warm.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, baby. Warm you up.
Please take your hand away.
Come on, St. Pamela. I know what you need. You need some fun and games, and I'm the guy who knows all the rules.
No, stop it! There you are.
Well, hiya, Bess, honey. Hey, I want you to meet somebody. I want you to meet St. Pamela. Saint, this is my good friend, Bess Mackin.
You bum. I saw what you were doing.
Oh, just getting acquainted, that's all. Getting to know what a saint is like.
Look, get out of here. This is my place, and I want you out of it.
Oh, please, I didn't mean to cause any trouble. I'll leave.
No. It's him I want out of here. Did you hear me, Jimmy? Get out!
Sure, Bess, sure. I'm going.
I'll be over at the Silver Crown if you get lonely for me.
Oh, that bum.
just don't understand.
Oh, Bess, please, don't drink anymore. It's not helping.
Oh, nothing helps. Nothing. You know what life is, honey? I'll tell you what it is. It's like one of those wrapped boxes under the Christmas tree in the department store. Just a fancy package. Nothing in it.
Bess, may I talk to you?
Me?
Well, the reason I stayed is I wanted to ask you about yourself.
Why would you care about me?
Are you alone? Do you have any family?
My mother's dead.
And your father?
That bum. He ought to be.
Yes. Do you ever go to church?
Me? Of course not.
Even when you were a little girl?
Oh, sure, when I was a kid. Oh, that Jimmy, that dirty stinker. Why do I do it? Why do I put up with it?
Well, does he treat you badly?
Oh, he doesn't treat me, period.
You think he ever takes me any place?
If we go to a bar, who do you think buys the drinks? He says that's his idea of women's lib.
Well, why do you do it then? Put up with him.
He gave me one present in my whole life. One lousy present. Not a piece of junk.
It's pretty bracelet.
Oh, it's junk. I know where he got it. With that pawn shop around the corner from that cheap crook Wormer.
A pawn shop?
I bet he didn't even pay for it. I bet him and Wormer had a poker game.
Does he go there often?
Well, he gets everything there except groceries.
And does he ever sell things there?
Oh, sure he does. Buy and sell every week. Hey, well, what do you want to know that for?
Well, I was just interested, Beth. Just very interested.
Well, Pamela Wiley, formerly Sister Pamela, seems to be on a crusade of her own. And like the crusaders before her, her goal is a sacred object. But the crusaders of the past had much trouble before they even reached that goal. Well, Pamela, we'll find out when I return with Act 3.
When you drink beer, do you tilt the glass for long, hearty swallows? Or just tip it and sip it? Well, sipping's the thing for wine. But Budweiser beer is a hearty drink, brewed for zest and character. The best way to enjoy Bud is to drink it. Not chug a lug, just man-sized beer drinker swallows. That's when that famous Budweiser taste, smoothness, and drinkability really come through. Smoothness and drinkability that come only from natural carbonation and exclusive Beechwood aging. Smoothness and drinkability, too good for any half-hearted sipping. So drink up. You'll see that brewing beer right does make a difference. And that when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Do you think a computer programmer needs the use of his legs? New York University doesn't. They hired a man who's almost totally paralyzed. Yet they'll be the first to admit Tom Clancy's one of the best computer programmers they ever had. Of course, Tom Clancy's just one person, but there are millions of men and women in this country very much like him. People who have accepted their disabilities and come through rehabilitation with skills, determination, and a sense of responsibility. Yes, Tom Clancy's got a very good job, but what about all the others? The Director of Vocational Rehabilitation in your state has a file of highly qualified people in every field, ready, willing, and able to work. If you're not in a position to hire them, talk to someone who is. And next time there's an opening in your company, ask him to write the Director of Vocational Rehabilitation. His office is in your state capital.
A public service message brought to you on behalf of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare and the Advertising Council.
Pamela Wiley is taking one of the longest walks of her life. It's only a few blocks long.
But her destination is the doorway of Wormer's pawn shop just around the corner from 200 Rice Avenue. She pauses at the window, so covered in dust and grime that she cannot even see her reflection in the glass. It's just as well, because if she did, she would have seen the reflection of a very tense and frightened young lady.
Lullaby.
What?
You hear the huck something or buy something, miss?
Oh, a buy.
Only reason I ask, it's a little early. I don't like to make appraisals this early, you know. I'm still half asleep.
Oh, yes, I understand. Of course, I don't know if you have what I want. I'm looking for something ornamental for my apartment.
Well, like what?
I don't really know. Perhaps an interesting lamp or something.
Sorry, I don't carry lamps.
Oh, well, some interesting... Oh, an antique, maybe.
Well, that's the antique store you want, lady. This is a pawn shop.
Well, do you have any religious objects?
I got rosaries, jewelry, some pictures. You tell me what you want. I'll look for it.
I'm not really sure. Maybe some sculpture would be nice.
Sculpture? You mean like a statue?
Yes. Oh, yes, that would be perfect. Do you have any religious statue, small one?
I'll go check in the back. You wait here. Sorry I had to keep you waiting. I think I got a nice statue of St. Francis.
St. Francis?
Yeah, the one with the birds. Come to think of it, it should be right over here. Yeah, here it is.
Oh.
It's the kind of thing you mean?
Oh, yes. Oh, it is the kind of thing.
It's a little beat up looking, but you could polish it up real nice. It wouldn't look bad at all.
Oh, yes, I wouldn't mind that.
It's a real fine piece of work, you know. Don't think it's just junk.
Oh, no.
It ain't cheap either.
How much?
Well, on account of it's my first sale today, I'll tell you what. It's yours for $20.
Well, it's a little more than I thought.
Take it or leave it.
Oh, it's all right. I'll take it. I think I have a $20 bill in my purse.
Here, I'll help you with
what
that.
What are you doing?
I'll help you find that $20 in your purse.
You're spilling everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm seeing what spills out, you know.
Give it back to me.
All I want to do is check, miss. In my business, we like to know who we're dealing with.
Jimmy.
You got here fast.
I didn't even have time to button my shirt. Harry, what did you find?
What is this?
Nothing in her purse. No gun, no identification. You sure she's a cop?
I don't know, but she's been acting like a cop, all right. So I told you to call me if she showed up. All right, what about it, honey? You want to tell Jimmy all about it?
Please, I just came in to buy something.
You were pumping Bess after the party. She told me about it last night when she came to the Silver Crown.
But I'm not with the police, I swear it.
And why all the questions, huh? Why all the nosing around?
How are you hurting?
Take it easy. I don't want no trouble in here.
She's something. She's got to be. Bess told her I do business in your place, and now she shows up here the next morning. Don't that sound fishy to you?
Well, it's funny. Oh,
come on, baby.
Jimmy, don't. I was just the statue. Oh, I just wanted the statue.
The what?
I just choose this thing.
What's the statue got to do with... Wait. You're right, Wormer. She's not a cop. Yeah, she's been acting like a cop, but that's not what she is.
Please. Oh, please let me go. I didn't mean any harm. Please let me go.
Please. Sugar, you're not a cop at all. What you are is a nun.
Are you nuts?
It was in her suitcase. I snatched it from her at Union Station. Only, what's she doing here?
Listen, I'm not a nun anymore. I left the order over a month ago. I had to find the statue, don't you see? It was a gift to the convent, and it meant so much to them.
I told you it was bad luck robbing the nun.
Shut up.
I didn't come here to get you into trouble. I didn't want anything but the statue. I swear it.
You went to a lot of trouble, too, didn't you? You took that job at Gramercy just to get next to me.
Yes, that's true.
Can you beat that? You ever hear anything like that, Wormer? Let me see that statue.
Yeah.
It's valuable, Jimmy, but only to the church, only for its meaning, that's all.
Valuable?
Spiritual, I mean. It's not gold or anything. Jimmy, I swear it, please, it's only bronze.
She's right, Jimmy. I know gold when I see it. It's a piece of junk. Give her the thing. Let her go.
You jerk. You believe that junk about spiritual value? This thing is old. Yeah, I should have seen it before. It's maybe hundreds of years old.
So what?
It may be worth a fortune.
Huh? Hey, you know, you could be right. Some of this religious stuff runs into thousands.
Yeah, maybe we can make a deal with some art collector. Yeah, we can handle it through Mike the broker. He'll know what it's worth.
You want to bring Mike in on this?
Why not? It's his specialty.
But what about the girl?
That depends.
Please, Jimmy. You don't have to sell it. I'll pay whatever you ask.
Well, how much, honey? Think you could scrape up a couple of grand?
If you'll give me time.
Now, you see what I mean? It is worth plenty. Now, you take the sister in the back room, Warmer, and we'll call Mike. We'll tell him to come to us.
He won't do it.
He'll come when he hears what we have.
What happens if we make a deal? What about her?
If the deal is good enough, it'll be worth anything.
I don't know. It's been 2 hours. He ain't here yet.
He'll be here. Stop worrying.
How can I help it? Listen, Jimmy, that gag you got on the nun, you think it's okay?
She can breathe. Can you breathe, sugar? Just meditate, honey. You know how to do that, don't you? There he is. I told you he'd be here. Hey, Mike, we're in a back room.
Well, well, well. It's a pretty picture. Who's the girl?
She's a nun, Mike. No kidding.
A nun? In those clothes? With a gag over her mouth?
Ah, she started making too much noise. We had to keep her quiet. Listen, Mike, I got something that's going to knock your eyes out.
Listen, my name isn't Mike Bresson. It's Mr. Downey to you.
Yeah, sure. But look at this, Mr. Downey. This statue.
Well, we figured it was valuable on account of the nun went to so much trouble to find it. She even left the convent.
Now, we want good terms, Mr. Downey.
Now, wait a minute. Not so fast. What happens to the girl after?
Now, we'll take care of her. You can trust us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll bet I can. All right. Let's see the statue.
All right, here. Look at it.
You had this on sale here?
I was going to sell it for $20. Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine it, since it's only worth $2.
What?
You heard me. Melt it down for scrap. Maybe it's worth $3, $3.50. The next time you guys handle junk, call a junk dealer, but don't call Mike.
It's got to be worth something.
Look, don't teach me my business, Junior.
But the nun, she went to so much trouble.
Yeah, the nun. Don't you know about nuns? They don't understand about money. They're not smart like you and me. They'll kill themselves over a piece of junk just because it was blessed. Oh, you'd be amazed at the dumb things they do, all that work and praying and don't get a nickel out of it.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm taking this gag out of her mouth here. There. You better not get her sore at you. She's liable to say a prayer and send you all to hell. Come on, miss. I'm taking you out of this place.
Thank you.
Yeah, but wait a minute. We got to get something out of this.
You said $20, didn't you? There. Consider yourself lucky. Let's go, sister.
Oh, Mr. Downey. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to thank you.
Just take the statue where it belongs, then. And say hello to God for me.
And so Pamela Wiley returned to the Holy Name Convent. And this time, she wasn't alone. St. Francis was with her. And you'll be pleased to know that she was in time to place the statue before the dimming eyes of Sister Lydia. Nice to have a happy ending for a change, isn't it?
Young I may be, but still I'm a man. Just turned 18 and I'll do what I can to find me a place where I can be me. Get ready for life and be free and see. Where do I go from here? Oh, where do I go from here? I finished school, but what lies ahead? Don't want to get trapped, want to feel free instead. Don't
about the new Navy. You'll get your chance at success, learn an exciting job, and see the world. Call toll-free 800-841-8000. That's 800-841-8000. Or see your Navy recruiter. Be someone special in the new Navy.
I know where I'm going from here.
Despite the fact that the story you've just heard ended happily, we hope you won't continue to expect sweetness and light from the Radio Mystery Theater. Unfortunately, most of the people we deal with are not nearly as nice as Sister Pamela Wiley, or Big Mike Downey, for that matter. But if you don't mind spending some time with thieves, murderers, monsters, and other assorted villains, listen for us next time. Our cast included Rosemary Rice, Bryna Rayburn, Ann Petoniak, Jack Grimes, Joe Silver, and Ken Harvey. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Now, a preview of our next tale.
Sometimes you have to sit here and just look at me, and talk to me, and concentrate on me, as if I were a human being worthy of your time and your attention.
Helen, you know that I love you.
Yeah, but that's not enough. You see, something's happening to me.
What could be happening?
I'm scared. I feel as if I'm disappearing.
Disappearing?
Yes, as if I'm fading away, fading out.
What does that mean?
As if I've become nothing.
But that's...
I can prove it. There are times, many times, when I look into a mirror... and I sort of become hazy, blurry. And then my image, my reflection, isn't there. It's just gone.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time... pleasant dreams.
Difference between news reports and news reporting. The difference is KOIN. Reporter Phil Paxson is a former news director whose reporting style has become the trademark of KOIN News. Here's how he describes it.
The thing that I try to do is to bring the event that's happening right into the home of the listener, whether it be a political convention, a news conference, a tragedy, a fire, anything. Those people who are listening to me are there. And I try to bring to them as much what we call natural sound as possible, as much tape sound as possible, and leave me, as the newscaster, in as little perspective as possible and as little voice or description as possible, and let the story tell itself to the people that are listening.
Listening to KOIN is the way to be sure of getting the news, all the news, and getting it straight. Stay tuned to KOIN, News Radio 97.
Sweet Biffy, it's 11 o'clock at KOIN in Portland. CBS News is next.
CBS News, word from Cyprus of new Turkish air raids on the capital, Nicosia. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. It's reported that Turkish jets struck around dawn Friday at Greek Cypriot positions on the western outskirts of the capital. The attack came as Turkish ground units appeared to be close to their main objective, cutting off and controlling the northern third of the island. Yesterday, the Turks reached the eastern port of Famagusta and were just a few miles away from their objective in the west. Greece says it will not go to war with Turkey, Prime Minister Karamanlis saying it's impossible for the Greek armed forces to intervene. At the UN, debate continued into Friday morning about Cyprus. Through an interpreter, Soviet Ambassador Malik made this proposal for the Security Council to send a special mission to the island.
The Soviet delegation continues to be convinced that the Security Council should send, as an urgent measure, to Cyprus a special mission consisting of Security Council members. which would be appointed by the president of the council after consultations with the members of the council and with the secretary general in order to study the situation on the spot and the progress made in implementing the council's decisions and to submit a report to the council.
Yakov Malik, the Soviet ambassador to the UN. More news in a moment. Are you an unpublished author? Do you have a book-length manuscript ready or almost ready for publication? Or do you know of anyone else who is an unpublished author? If so, Vantage Press invites you to write to a leading New York publisher for a free illustrated brochure titled To the Author in Search of a Publisher. It explains how you may have your manuscript printed and published in a matter of months. Just write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. Whether your subject is fiction, nonfiction, poetry, or even scientific, specialized or controversial, this 52-page brochure shows you how to arrange for prompt publication. To get your copy, write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. That's GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. If this is your first book, you'll find this free brochure especially valuable and informative. Write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. The legal profession has officially declined to say that former President Nixon should get any special treatment. Fred Graham reports from Honolulu.
The American Bar Association's House of Delegates has approved resolutions rejecting special treatment for former President Richard Nixon in any criminal prosecutions or disbarment proceedings that might result from Watergate. Neither resolution mentioned Nixon by name, and both spoke in vague generalities. The one involving possible prosecution said merely that the criminal law should be applied impartially, regardless of the position or status of any accused person. The other said that lawyers can be disciplined for unethical conduct committed when they are in political or policy-making positions. There was no debate on either resolution, and both were unanimously approved. Not so with another resolution favoring removing the criminal penalties for prostitution. The debate was heated, and the resolution overwhelmingly failed. Fred Graham, CBS News, Honolulu.
Mr. Nixon will be served with a subpoena to testify as a defense witness in the trial of his former aide, John Ehrlichman, on charges in connection with the Watergate cover-up. The subpoena will be delivered to the Nixon compound in California by U.S. Marshals. Ehrlichman and five others are scheduled to go on trial September 9th. Special Prosecutor Leon Jaworski is asking Judge John Sirica to postpone the trial, Jaworski saying more time is needed by the defense to study recently released White House tapes. One lawyer involved in the case says Jaworski's asking for more time is a tip-off that he's decided to indict Richard Nixon. J. Fred Buzhardt will resign from the White House legal staff. The White House says this is at the request of President Ford, who is naming his former law partner, Philip Buchan, to take charge of the president's legal matters. White House sources said Ford had intended to wait until next week to remove Buzhardt, but decided to move sooner to eliminate what one source called Watergate holdovers who are just not believable anymore. Now this.
Hi.
Hi. I'm in nuclear research.
Nuclear research?
Uh-huh.
Hey, wow. I took you for a salami.
I beg your pardon?
A salami salesman, I thought for sure. Nuclear research.
Yeah.
And so young. Doesn't that take years and years of college?
Not necessarily. Well, today you can have a college grad's career with only a year or two of technical education. Look, it's all here in this free book, 25 Technical Careers in 2 Years or Less. It tells you how you can get into programming, chemistry, architecture, community service work, forestry.
Forestry? That would be great for this friend of mine. He loves to play in the woods.
Play in the woods?
Where do you get this free book, 25 Technical Careers?
Just write Careers, Washington, D.C., 20202.
Careers, Washington, D.C., 20202.
Yeah, send for it. It tells you how you can have a college grad's career without 4 years of college.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
Some medical researchers say that vitamin C might be good for other things besides preventing and curing colds. They say there's evidence vitamin C might help prevent harmful side effects of heavy smoking and drinking, including heart disease. Researchers at the Coatesville, Pennsylvania VA hospital say vitamin C combined with other substances may build up the body's defenses against harmful effects of heavy smoking and alcohol intake. Doug Poling, CBS News.
Reports of a kidnapping and quantities of drugs led police to an address on Northeast 20th this evening, and that's where Ken Lighty picks up that story.
The disturbance involved a reported kidnapping at Northeast 20th and Going.
According to witnesses, around 7 this evening, three victims with their hands tied and eyes and mouths taped were being transported from 4522 Northeast 20th, reportedly to be taken to another house at 5246 Northeast 19th. Police say they received a phone call about a suspected kidnapping, and upon arrival of the scene, two people were found tied up in a van while a third was being led out of the house. After a search of the house, weapons and reportedly drugs were uncovered. According to witnesses and police, the incident involved a motorcycle gang with the kidnapped victims, all blacks. At the second house involved, police discovered several small weapons, but there was no statement about drugs nor any mention of kidnappings. About 9 persons were placed in the numerous patrol cars on the scene to be taken to the station for questioning. This is Ken Lyday reporting.
In other news this evening, after a heated debate today, Multnomah County Commissioners reaffirmed by a 3-2 vote their refusal to put the fate of the Mount Hood Freeway up to an advisory vote of the people. An identical request by Commissioner Dan Mosey 6 weeks ago died in silence, as no other commissioner would offer a second. This time, however, Commissioner Don Clark seconded Mosey's proposal as a courtesy, which opened the way for over 2 hours of public testimony. Commissioners Clark, Mel Gordon, and Ben Padro opposed the advisory vote over Mosey and Board Chairman M. James Gleason. Last February, the board overturned earlier county approval of the freeway in favor of trading federal freeway funds for $110 million to be spent on mass transit projects instead. The Portland City Council recently reached that same decision on a 4-1 vote. The 1975 Public Works Appropriations Bill, with $95 million earmarked for Oregon and Northwest projects, cleared its final congressional hurdle today when the Senate approved a conference report on the $4.5 million bill and cleared it for the House. The ranking Republican on that conference committee, Senator Mark Hatfield of Oregon, said the bill is of tremendous economic importance to the state. Multnomah County Circuit Court Judge Robert Jones told jurors this evening that the defense will call no witnesses in the trial of Colin Joseph Hawkins, who's charged with murdering 4 persons in Portland last March 25th. A panel of 8 women and 4 men was sworn in late today after prosecution and defense lawyers spent 2 days interrogating potential jurors. The 30-year-old Hawkins is charged in the deaths of 30-year-old Howard Weeks, his 28-year-old wife Arlene, and Kevin and Todd Weeby. The bodies of the 4 were found in the Weeks' southeast Portland home. The couple had been babysitting the Weeby brothers, sons of Mr. and Mrs. Donald Weeby. That trial expected to run through most of next week. Clark County, Washington Auditor Don Bonker, a candidate for the Democratic nomination in Washington's 3rd Congressional District, today called for a moratorium on the planning and construction of nuclear power plants. Bonker said he wants the moratorium to last until the questions of safety, environment, and disposal have been satisfactorily answered. He said it seems to him that present power facilities could be expanded to meet future power needs. 97 Sports in the Northwest League tonight. Up in Seattle, Portland 8, Seattle 1. 97 weather for Portland, Vancouver. Brief morning clouds, otherwise fair nights and sunny days through Saturday. Lows 50 to 55. Highs both days near 80 degrees. Winds out of the northwest at 5 to 15 tonight. Rain chance near zero through tomorrow night. Currently in downtown Portland, we have 67 degrees at KOIN. love. Well, we finally made it. From the personal archives, hello there, of Channel 6's very own weather whiz, Jack Wise, as Barry White and the Love Unlimited Orchestra on Music Radio 97. At 11:13, just hi there, music lovers. We're back in the music business, and if this next song, which I've never heard or played before, is half as good as the title, it's got to be a biggie by John Denver, Cool and Green and Shady. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Saturday, holiday, easy afternoon, lazy day, summer day, nothing much